Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. There's a story out today about Justin Bieber, which I'm sure I'll probably get to at some point. He's done about 150 shows in the last year and a half, 2 years on this Purpose Tour, and he's canceled the rest. He's only got 15 or so to go. But He was like, that's it. I'm exhausted. I can't do anymore.
And over it.
I'm going to go ride my bike. So, and I think the closest one to us is like a show in Pasadena or something. So, but there are some that are overseas. He's just done with the traveling, whatever. And everyone's all over his ass. And John Mayer had said something to the effect of, listen, when a guy cancels the last 15 dates of his tour, it's because he's done. And we've lost a lot of great artists. And it's nice when someone knows when to say when.
I agree.
And I thought, well, there you go. Yeah. John Mayer giving him two thumbs up.
Yeah, it's easy for people to look at that and think, he's living the dream. What could he possibly? He's also singing his heart out for 2 hours a night, and who knows what condition his voice is in.
Right.
Now, I'm not a Bieber fan. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to defend
the
guy. But
why don't you like me?
I just don't care about your music.
I'm just a nice boy.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you're very nice. I'm sure, you know.
Poops on people on social media. I'm not taking any more pictures with anybody or standing around backstage, but
I'm sure there's a grind to that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Anyone,
we can't understand.
No matter any one of us achieve that dream, we'd be saying, I want to tap out.
Yeah.
You guys.
Well, even when you're living the dream turns out to be a job.
Right.
And it's, you know, anybody who's ever had a job knows, you know where I don't want to be? At work. And I'm exhausted. And when you're, you know, able to say, I got to stop, then isn't it nice to have that kind of luxury?
It's his business. You know, in the end, if the fans are that injured by it, they won't buy his albums again, and he'll find himself unable to tour.
Right.
And going, man.
And then he doesn't have to anymore.
Right.
He'll go, I really miss those days when I used to tour.
Oh, this guy wrote the most obnoxious letter about Chester. He's a former musician from Marilyn Manson, like, you know, Marilyn Manson had these band members sort of churning through his band. And one of the dudes that had been a keyboardist, I think, for a few years there, wrote just the most obnoxious letter about Kurt Cobain, Chris Cornell, and Chester, and about how it was just really insensitive and unbelievable. But the guy's, the gist of the letter is the guy was like, I was living the dream and didn't realize how good I had it. Most men wake up every morning and hate their jobs and want to kill themselves, but have to go to work every day.
Right.
And I got what his point was, but it was insensitive and obnoxious, and what a pig.
Right.
You know, just the way he came off, it was obvious that he's just...
Yeah, I don't know that Chester Bennington's suicide was necessarily a complaint about his work either.
Right. Exactly
way
right.
Way to just totally make it about you, dude.
No, that's what I'm saying is, you know, these people, not everyone sees it.
Right.
What it is.
That sucks.
You don't want.
All right. Let's get into some trash.
Got it.
Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Due to a family emergency, tonight's concert featuring Daryl Hall and John Oates and Tears for Fears at the SAP Center in San Jose has been postponed. This is according to a release from Sharks Sports and Entertainment, which manages the arena.
What do you know?
Not much. The release said the family emergency was connected to Tears for Fears.
Oh.
But it didn't provide any other details. But if you've got tickets for that show tonight, they just played a show at the Golden One Center.
Oh, in Sacramento?
Sacramento. They played that Sunday night.
I'd like you all to know that this show has a notch from Tears for Fears.
We don't have a notch. We could have had a notch. That dude totally wanted to do me.
We boned that guy.
We did not bone that guy.
You are not getting the story right.
Vinny, I'm getting the story right. I am the person in the story.
Right.
I did not do
well,
him.
Well, but we know your memory.
I remember this well. Because John reminds me of it from time to time. Oh, yeah, why don't you go get Roland Orzabal to take care of that for you?
Do you tell him, okay, I will, because I can.
No.
Because he wants me.
I'm sure he might have wanted me for that night, and he would have been done with me the next day.
After he got a load of your detachable jaw, you don't think he'd have been like, I am never leaving you. Marry me.
No. He did. He dug me, though. We saw him. We
I'm sure he did.
We did an event with him when I worked at The Point, 105.7, The Point in St. Louis. And they came through town. And even then, they felt a little long in the tooth.
No, you know what? I'll just say it. That's like, I love Tears for Fears.
Oh my
I think
God.
They're excellent.
I shout, let it all out. Come on.
You're making fun.
I'm not.
No, you are.
I am a fan of Tears for Fears.
I have at least 3 Tears for Fears albums.
Oh, I don't know any albums. But I think they're fine. I have no problem with them.
I have 4 of them.
Oh, let's see what you got.
All right. I will see. Out.
So they came into town to do a show for the station, and we interviewed them on the air, and then we had like a little after party dinner with them, and then we went to the show, and that dude was into me, like couldn't keep his eyes off me. It was uncomfortable. I'm there with my husband, and then on stage, he like pointed at me in the where I was, and I was like, "Can he even see me?" But it's intoxicating to have someone famous. Like, why is that? That we give a rat's ass because someone's famous, it makes them, you know, it does give them points. Mm-hmm. Like someone you know is just an awful person and not good looking, but they're, you know, they're a rock star and they give
all
you
that
your attention.
Raw talent
and
that
you're
they
just
have.
Like, wow, like I might consider this.
I have 3 Tears for Fears albums and not the one you just mentioned. I have Elemental, The Hurting, and The Seeds of Love.
Sowing the seeds of love.
Songs from the Big Chair is the one I don't have.
Oh, I don't think I have any of their albums.
What is that? Some kind of protest?
No, there's no protest.
He wanted to bone you. All you had to do was say yes.
No.
You don't have to be mad at him and not buy his albums.
I didn't. It wasn't because of that. It was years after all those albums had come out.
Anyway, you ruined the whole point, which is we notched with Tears for
Fears
guy.
We didn't notch with him. We could have notched with the guy. Can't even think of the
name. Oh, another one? You're going to put another one on the list of people we should have done?
Guy was so... I think his name's Peter Garrett. He's in that Australian band.
Oh, Midnight Oil.
Yeah, Midnight Oil. Dude's like 7 feet tall.
Midnight Oil is... I have their albums, too.
I actually think I have a Midnight Oil album, but they played a Point Fest for us, and I was hanging out. Thank you. 105.7 The Point in St. Louis. Still on the air, I believe. We did a Point Fest, and they were, and I was hanging
out
with this guy.
Go. You're doing great, buddy.
Good job, Hooman.
Next to him, you felt like such a tiny person. I was like, God, it was like, you know, like you'd climb up into daddy's lap and he'd bounce you on his knee.
Would you like that?
He was hot. Like, he just, you know, I locked eyes with him and was just like, oh, you're hot. Too bad I'm married.
I don't have any Midnight Oil. How'd that happen? Oh, yeah, I know. It's called digital music.
A fact.
I probably had the CDs.
It belongs to them. Let's give it back.
I think he's a government guy now.
I believe we have heard that, yeah.
And in fact, this album was a huge protest album.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of... He was very political.
Well, very hot, too. I would have done him over Roland Orzabal in a heartbeat. Anyway.
What about both of them at the same time?
No.
At the same damn time.
That's Yuzu's job.
What's the point if you don't use that detachable jaw for something extravagant?
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Anyway, getting back to the original
story. It's like your superpower
story,
or something.
Hall & Oates and Tears for Fears. The show is canceled tonight at the SAP Center in San Jose. It's actually just been postponed, so I'm not...
The tickets, yeah, they said the tickets will be honored at the rescheduled dates, which should be announced shortly.
Right.
There's a texter saying something, but I can't verify it.
Well, what are they saying?
They're saying that one of the Tears for Fears singer's wife died, but I can't find anything.
So Roland's single again?
Might be the other guy.
Kurt.
What's his last name?
I don't know.
Oh.
Kurt Smith?
Yeah, I think it is Kurt Smith. Well, they also postponed shows at the Staples Center in L.A. scheduled for this Friday and Saturday, and a Tears for Fears headliner show scheduled for Wednesday at the Santa Barbara Bowl. So those dates will all be made up. Tickets will be honored. I'm sure if you want a refund, you can go ask for it. But
someone says, I've been looking forward to see Hall & Oates all week. I can't believe the show's been postponed.
Yeah, I'm very,
so disappointed.
I'm sorry. She's gone. I pay the devil to replace her. She's gone. Live version.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry. I know you hate those, but I
still just... sounds good. It's Hall & Oates. They actually sound good.
Yeah.
Okay. Play me some Justin Bieber. He abruptly canceled the last 14 dates on his tour. Nothing wrong. He wants some time to himself so he can ride some bikes. He told the paparazzi who caught up with him, because the announcement was made and he made no like official comment on it, but the paparazzi found him and he was about to go ride a bike. And he goes, yeah, everything's fine. I've been on tour for 2 years. I'm just resting, getting some relaxation. We're going to go ride some bikes. When asked if he had a message for the fans, he said, I love you guys. I think you guys are awesome. I'm sorry for anyone who feels like disappointed or betrayed. It's not in my heart or anything. And have a blessed day. Of course, a lot of crazed fans are losing their marbles over this, but John Mayer is coming to his defense. When someone pulls remaining dates of a tour, it means they would have done real damage to themselves if they kept going, said John Mayer. We've lost so many great artists lately. I give Justin thumbs up for realizing it was time to call it. You should too. You are on fire.
Look at you go,
Hooman. Look at you go.
This is his best song.
I had faith in you, buddy. I knew you could do this.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to.
I know. Well, that's what I mean. The guy's been radio well over 15 years. He's not new. Pretends to be new.
I know.
I'm just a kid. No, you got gray hair. A lot of it, too.
Billboard.com is claiming that Jay-Z could be leaving about $1 million a week on the table by not allowing his new album 444 on Spotify. It's a lot of money, but it might be worth more to Jay and Tidal, his streaming
company. Oh, absolutely.
Company, if he takes the hit. He's second on Forbes magazine list of the world's richest rappers also, so it's not like he's going to starve if he doesn't get the $1 million a week that he's leaving on the table. He's worth about $810 million, which is just $10 million less than Diddy. So it's not like he's struggling. Speaking of Diddy, he unleashed a new song called Whatcha Gonna Do, featuring the notorious B.I.G. and Rick Ross. The Biggie verse was some obscure one that I guess was previously released in 1996. Were you familiar with?
Yeah, I mean, you'll recognize a lot of this.
Song from Diddy.
Yeah, this was hard to find, and everyone just enjoy. Hopefully, it's 100% clean. I listened to it 100 times. So.
Okay, good. So it's a joke?
No, it's serious.
All right.
That sucks.
You don't like this?
No.
This is a hit.
No, that sucks.
Bad boy, what you gonna do?
I want to hear that part again.
You know? Yeah. It's coming up.
Here, okay.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
All right, I heard enough of that. Anyway, there you go. That's a new Diddy song.
When you go to listen to that song, they show you a lot of studio stuff that Diddy does, you know, to record. And so I pulled a little bit. I mean, just so you have an idea of what.
So this
what,
is him in the studio putting this song together.
Putting this song together. It could be this song. I mean, it's hard to tell, but it's the way he works sometimes.
Okay. So he just tells them.
Well, that
I want you to bad boy.
It just sounds like that was the amount of effort he put
which
into
sounds
it.
Like nothing.
Well,
it's not rapping. It's not singing.
$820 million, and there's his new song. Great.
And then he also kind of gave a shout out to Jay-Z's 444 album, and he just has a message for everyone. I thought it was worth playing.
Who's the guy in the back going? Must be some good food on that craft services table?
I don't know. All of this bums me out. I really like Biggie. I just hate to see that
he's just going to use his verse in my song.
Warming over old stuff to just make another song with Biggie's name in it. Because that, I mean, people love Biggie. And there was a time when we first moved here, Biggie was on the stations our current boss used to run across the street.
Right.
That was that was killer. That was a good time for rap and that Hypnotize and anyway. And there he is. He'll never recapture that, so he just pulls Biggie back out again.
Yeah. Look, I found a verse hardly anyone's heard. Putting it in there.
Bummer.
Kevin Hart and his pregnant wife appear to be rock solid.
Even though he was caught with some lady at some hotel after...
Well, caught with some lady at some hotel. They were in a car. It was 4 a.m. They weren't in the hotel. He called the BS and she bought it. I guess, you know, maybe when you're 6 months pregnant, you're like, I'm going to just go ahead and stick this out. I need to be somewhere where I know everything around me when I have this baby.
Well, and maybe
I don't want to be out wandering around.
You're the one that told me this too, or maybe it came up after you did the story the first time. But I guess the girl he's married to, he was cheating.
He was married to his ex-wife,
right?
When this girl was his mistress, now she's his wife.
So maybe you
how
just
surprised
know.
Can she be?
Yeah, maybe you just go. Yeah, I guess I had that coming.
Well, they're vacationing in Mexico right now. They're down in Cabo San Lucas. Aniko is her name. She's about 6 months pregnant, still rocking a bikini during their Mexican beach
is that right?
vacation. She looks good. You can barely see it, just a little round belly. She and Kevin showed no signs of tension the week after the cheating allegations were reported. Kevin dismissed that as BS at the time. They were hanging out with Ludacris and his wife and a bunch of friends. The guys were flexing and mugging around the pool. According to TMZ, it's a obscured shot, but there's a shot of the wife. She looks like she's having a good time.
Okay.
Usher.
Oh, right.
Usher has herpes. And listen.
It's funny, you guys.
Well, it is because that was the story from yesterday that he's been passing it around.
And I would like to say that, don't they say 20% of people have it? It's not a death sentence. It's not something that you need to be. Don't go yelling it from the rooftops, I guess. You know, keep it to yourself. But don't keep it to yourself.
Well, don't keep it to yourself.
If you're
going to
be with someone. That is your obligation as a person who has it.
Look, I understand people are sensitive and why you're sort of...
I am, because people get really mad at us when we, you know, give people who have herpes crap. Because herpes can be gotten, and it's not your fault you have it.
It doesn't make you a bad person. Nope. I get all that stuff. But if you were asked in advance, I've got this, do you want it? You'd say, no, thank you.
Right.
I'm not gonna. I don't eat whatever the thing is.
Or you would take the precautions necessary to not transmit it. And God knows, if you saw something green exiting a faucet, you don't drink from that faucet.
Right.
Am I crazy?
No.
I don't care what the faucet says. It's but nothing, baby. So I eat so much kale. No.
But I understand what you're saying and why you're saying it. Because people are sensitive and they write in and they say, hey, you know, what are you? You're making me feel worthless because of the things you're saying.
And you're not worthless.
It's not about you.
No, it's about Usher not disclosing to people that he has this. And is, you know, and even actively denying that he has anything so that these babes will do the stuff he wants them to do and get out. Get your clothes and get out. So yesterday we heard about a woman who heard the reports because it was the National Enquirer or Radar Online found a settlement that he had paid a woman $1.1 million because she wound up getting herpes from him. Mm-hmm. And she says, I asked him and he said no. And this is what went down with us. And he lied. And now I have this. She got $1.1 million. So this girl read those stories and went, oh, my God, I just banged this guy. By the way, he's married to like his manager. At least his second wife. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, she wanted $10 million. Today, it has been determined that she does, in fact, have herpes. And because she went to the doctor as soon as she heard this and got whatever test you get for
that. It's a blood test.
and now she wants $20 million. I tested positive, she said.
Sorry, I lost it. The 10 million girl now wants 20
million. She wants now. She's positive. She knows. She was just pissed that she'd been exposed. Yeah. Wanted $10 million because she's freaking out, and now she wants 20 million because turns out her freaking out was not in vain. She has it.
Was Usher on?
What is the name? The Voice.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He did a. Did he do one season or a couple of them?
I don't know, but I believe for sure he's been a judge on that.
Okay. Do you know how much he's worth? You want to guess?
I'll say he's worth $75 million.
I'm gonna say $85 million.
He's worth.
I'm gonna say 150.
He's basically worth $200 million.
Whoa!
Well, slice a little of that off because
people love their love songs, man. They
do.
Just love them.
She's not gonna get anywhere near 20 million or probably even 10 million, but she's shooting for the stars, hoping to get the moon.
Just remember, Usher's the one that discovered Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
So he basically gets a piece of that.
Are you saying he has a record label or something like that?
He
might. Plenty of artists have labels.
But wasn't Justin his protege?
Yeah.
He like found him on YouTube?
Yeah,
he found him on YouTube.
Listen, we all found him on YouTube.
Well, and that, you know, Usher could be a very nice boy too. We don't know.
Oh, I'm sure he's very nice. But it's not very nice to not tell someone when you know that you have herpes.
Right.
If you've got it, you have to disclose
but,
it.
But you know the weird thing about that from the woman's standpoint, and I've done this too. I told you I've done this. I have been on dates, been dating someone and asked them outright, is there anything you need to tell me? And, you know, they go, no. And you go, okay.
I take your word for
that
it.
That is
we're
not
going
a test.
In.
And that is not good enough.
Right.
And you are, you know, foolishly taking someone's word for it. It's not the smartest move.
He does have his own record label.
I would imagine.
It's him, Scooter Braun, and now Justin Bieber.
Boy, that Scooter Braun.
The subsidiary of Clive Davis. He also is part owner of the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We saw him on stage, remember?
We did. And,
and we had that bet with your husband. Because after the Cavs won last year. Or, yeah, 2 years ago. There's Usher standing right next to LeBron. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's Usher. And you're like, oh, my God, that's Usher. And your husband's like, no, that's not him.
That's not Usher.
Uh-huh. Usher wouldn't be
there. Usher wouldn't be there.
He also has several restaurants. He puts out fragrances and is part owner of Tidal.
Oh, he's one of those investors.
He's going to go ahead and give this chick some money to shut up and go away.
The messaging here is wear a condom anyway.
Yeah.
Just because someone tells you they're fine doesn't mean they are.
Right. And until you have time to get to the... I get it. You're horny and this is going down. This is happening. Let it happen with a condom. What's going up in the news, Vincent?
I'll get to those stories I didn't get to last time, including the what your commute's doing to you. Radio.com.
Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
Here's what's happening. Uh-oh, Sarah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Pokemon Go was an international phenomenon last fall, sending players wandering the streets and parks to capture little creatures displayed on their smartphones. Months later, after the Pokemon hysteria dissipated, it seems that there are still a lot of hardcore players.
Yeah, I actually quit yesterday.
What?
I know.
You just quit. You
I literally
decided.
Talked to John about it, and we quit.
Please, go on.
That's all. There's really nothing else to I was even thinking about it on my way in. Like, if it came up, like, what would I say? I'm like, you know what? We just...
Why do you have to quit?
Well, because... The thing about it is it makes you have a streak going, and so you have to hit it every day, and there's certain things that you have to accomplish each day to kind of continue your streak.
Who broached the...
I did. I said, I think I'm...
John, we need to talk.
No, he doesn't care about it. Like, I'm the one who cares about it, but they recently made a bunch of changes, and I'm just like, you know what? I don't have time for this. Like, I needed to go do some stuff yesterday, and I also needed to get this, and I just went, you know what? I mean, I hate to do it because I actually have invested a lot of time in it, but it's it accomplishes nothing. I'm like embarrassed when we talk about it here. It's like, yeah, I'm into that. And I just am done with it. So I quit it yesterday.
So you deleted the app?
It's deleted from my phone.
Ah.
You know.
You pulled off.
Yeah, well, that's the only way I can do it. If the app was still on my phone, I would see it and go, And actually today I feel kind of lighter. Like, I don't have to worry about getting the stupid crap that means nothing that would keep my streak going. Like, I just decided to stop. And
I thought you were doing it for exercise.
That is the one thing I was kind of thinking yesterday. But, you know,
what are you going to do for exercise?
Susan
now
has a spot for you in her yoga
not
classes.
Doing that.
Oh,
why not?
Because it's not great exercise. Yes, you do have to get out and you have to go, but I would like walk, and I'd walk slowly because I'd be catching things.
Looking
I'd stop a lot. I'm looking at my phone.
Right. Okay.
And you know what I used to do before I was on Pokemon Go?
What?
I would throw headphones on and walk my 3-mile loop up a hill, back down, and listen to music and actually break a sweat. And I don't do that anymore because there's no Pokestops on that route.
Right.
So I quit.
When are you going to do that 3-mile walk today? What time?
I don't know if I have time to do it today. We're trying to get our GD backyard done. But I actually get a lot of exercise in the backyard, believe it or not. I'm sure you don't. Anyway.
No, I believe it. They say gardening. A lot of calories burned.
Yeah. So Pokemon is still going strong, is that story?
I just threw the story away.
Oh, why? Do the story.
But
I don't do it anymore.
She quit.
Other people do the story. Well, listen, so as you were doing that story, I looked it up and there's an extension to that story that just came out 6 minutes ago.
What?
Well, so can you say what the story is?
There was
just
a festival,
a
and things didn't go well.
Chicago.
It was a problem. Yeah. I threw the story. I don't have it anymore. Yeah. I just threw it away.
Like, no one could get on to Pokemon Go
so
at the Pokemon
upset,
Festival.
Paying all this money for tickets. In any case, they're saying that Pokemon Go players have an extra 72 hours to claim global rewards unlocked during Pokemon Go Fest. So they had originally given people, you know, so much time.
They gave them until yesterday at 5 p.m.
Yeah, so
and I needed to go get these
ago,
things. And I went, I don't have time to do that. Oh, so you're telling me I got to sign back up because I have a couple more days to do
right,
it?
That's right, Sarah.
I'm not. I can't do it. I'm 50 years old.
Do you feel twitchy right now?
I do feel.
In the back of your head, are you thinking?
A little bit twitchy.
It's not too late.
Even my kids shake their head at me. So I told everybody last night at dinner and they're like, oh, good.
Did John delete it?
I don't know if he deleted it or not, but he doesn't need to. He doesn't care about it the way I do.
So you made an announcement at the table.
I just said, well, you guys will be happy to know I don't play Pokemon anymore. They go, yeah, sure. I go, no, I really. He goes, oh, did you delete it? Ask exactly what you said. I go, yep. It's gone.
You pulled your phone out and showed them where it used to live.
Yes.
707 says, heartbroken that Sarah quit Pokemon.
Well, just
I just got to level 38 yesterday.
Oh, man, I'm almost at 38, too.
Oh, you'd already crossed from 30, because we were at 36 for a long time. I don't even remember you getting to 37.
Maybe I was at 36. I don't know. Who cares? It doesn't matter. I'm nothing now. I'm zero. I'm level zero on Pokemon.
You can't just get the app again and sign back in and be who
I
you
could.
Were?
Yes.
Oh, well, then that's
not
a quit. You didn't quit anything.
I deleted it.
Well, let us know when you do that.
Do what?
Get back
up.
Won't. I'll be too embarrassed.
Don't be. You can tell us. We won't tell anyone.
What are you talking about? Why would you be embarrassed?
It's just so dumb. But it's
if
also
it brought you joy, it's totally fine.
I mean, did it bring me joy or was it just like something to do?
It did.
Well,
no,
both.
It brought you joy. Let me tell you something.
All yes.
As a total pathetic drunk and junkie, I was at Disneyland sitting there watching grown people who are at Disneyland and they're into it.
Yeah.
And I truly was inside going, you know what? Good for you. You got a healthy fixation. It's not hurting anybody. You're not hurting yourself. That's excellent to have something you're into. You enjoy it. I mean, I don't know why a grown man wants to stand next to one of the princesses for a picture, but good for you. You're not hurting anybody.
Right.
It's fine. Same message to you. You're not drinking yourself stupid and falling down in the guest room of your own house, falling asleep with your ass in the air. What is that? Who does that?
You did that?
Plenty of times. I got a beanbag. I'd fall over the thing and would be in the air.
I don't want to do it anymore. I decided. Right. Don't try to talk me back into it because honestly,
but
it is
okay.
Very tempting.
It's okay.
I get it.
I
appreciate that you guys are supportive of it. I just, I got to
All right.
Draw the line.
It's fine. I'm just trying to tell you it's not an unhealthy habit and you're not hurting anybody.
That's true.
You're not out drunk driving or doing something stupid or just plain killing your own liver or brain cells or whatever.
It's true. Of all the vices you can have, maybe Pokemon Go is not the worst, but it was just, it takes time and it's, I just don't have any of that.
All right. You don't?
Not the way I want to.
Okay.
You know.
What do you mean want to? You mean you want to spend more time on Pokemon Go?
I do. Oh. And I want John to not do the things he needs to do to go with me to do the things. Because I only really like doing it with him. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll do it. And he doesn't care.
But lately he's been like, I really got to work on the yard.
He has to. Well, not even. Yeah, just, I mean, since we started this project. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It's over. It's over. My Pokemon Go days are over. I hope.
I can't
believe you guys are actually encouraging me to get back on.
I'm not encouraging you to get back on. I'm just trying to tell you, it sounds like you're beating yourself up over a habit that is not harmful to anyone. Mm. It's embarrassing or not. That shouldn't be something you are feeling from it. You should be like, yeah, I have a healthy little thing I do that's not hurting anybody. Again, you're not passing out over a beanbag with your ass in the air.
Right. Okay.
Well, who does that?
Well, I'll think on it. Thank you. Thanks
All right.
for thank. That's a nothing. Not the reaction I expected.
Okay. According to a new study, spending 2 hours a day or more in the car makes you dumber.
No, Uh-oh. It doesn't.
Seriously, it literally reduces your IQ.
How?
Sitting in the car that
Why?
Much.
Why? How?
The researchers say that driving is mentally stressful and fatiguing.
Yeah.
And when you pair that with being sedentary for so long, it causes gradual declines in your brain.
Oh.
You're killing yourself
out
there, people.
What if you're listening to, good radio or,
Well, that's one way to pass the time. But.
Yeah.
It's a study.
Well, that's another reason to look forward to self-driving cars, because then you could, get a treadmill in your car or that you could, it's the low ceiling, so you could just have to crawl on it. You just crawl the whole way. Or you could be working on crosswords, or you could, read a book. Maybe not. Maybe you get motion sickness still if there's no one driving.
Imagine that, though. Think what level you'd be at if you continue to do Pokemon, and then once you've got the driving car, you're like, Siri, drive me to a pokey stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that kind of defeat the purpose of the...
You already said it. You're not getting any exercise from that game.
It's true.
Let's be real.
Walking really slow.
As much as I love surfing and there's so many things I get from surfing, surfing isn't the best exercise either. There's times where you sit for 10 minutes of the hour you're out there waiting for waves to come.
Mm. Still... It's hard work getting into that wetsuit and carrying your board down and
Whatever.
Paddling
I'm
out.
Whatever, I'm trying to let you know
Thank
that, you,
you
know.
you feel,
can,
do,
you can
supported.
Use the car. It's fine.
Yeah.
Go for a run. That's real exercise. I know, it's awful, but...
I've decided at age 50, I don't do things I don't like
There's
doing.
No coasting when you run.
No, there isn't. Even downhill, you're still running.
Even as a fan of bikes, and I'm a huge bike fan, there are those moments where you just go, wee!
That's why I want one of those electric bikes.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Because then it's wee the whole time. Wee.
Our friends want to borrow you one.
Oh, I would love to borrow one.
It's happening.
I'd use it for sure. You probably wouldn't use it because you actually are looking for exercise when
you're
on a bike.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to.
For me, I'm like, I just want to put my groceries in the back and coast home.
Remember that when we rode that thing?
Oh, yeah. My God.
It like shoots you up a hill.
Yeah. It's like... Imagine a regular bike and you push down on the pedal to get yourself going, but you rock it away from your foot. It was the most amazing feeling.
We're talking about the Specialized electric bike, which, right. By the way, I should always mention, Specialized is the bike company that helps us at Toys for Tots time and has donated thousands of dollars in bikes over the years. But that bike they brought by so we could try it.
They actually made us put on capes because they go, you're going to feel like a superhero. You're going to need a cape. So we put on a cape, and then the thing was flying out behind you. It was the most fun. Just electric bike. What? I love it.
Vinny, okay. What time is it?
Yeah, I'm running out of time.
I have some information from our friend Carmela over at Specialized.
Oh, this is regarding the lupus event?
Yes, we're going to do a special post, whom and I were talking about yesterday, but let's mention it since we're talking.
I don't have that email in front of me right now,
okay,
so if you have it, please say
it. It's a Taste Wine Fight Lupus, Pour for Cure, September 9th this year in Santa Rosa. It's going to be at a private home. But we will put all the details again. It's, helping to bridge the gap between life with and without lupus.
Oh.
So it's a wine event in Santa Rosa, September 9th. I'll let you know when we put up a post.
Okay, cool. That's a really neat event because, well, I don't know how much she wants me to say. She has it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I just said
well,
it.
Well, you've said it.
And it's a big struggle. Do you know what lupus is?
I do, and I've known people with lupus, and it's a whole, like, it's an autoimmune thing.
And it takes over your life.
It does. And it has periods where it's super active and periods. Doesn't Selena Gomez have it too?
Exactly.
Sometimes it's brought on by stress or other factors in your life, but yeah, it can really take you out of the game.
It can just sap you.
Right. So she experienced that, and as I discussed it with her, one of the things I was really proud of her is she didn't even... We're friends, me and Carmela, and she didn't really tell me about it until after she'd come through the other side of a bout with it.
Yeah.
And now that she's sort of getting involved, I was explaining to her, it's the same as, like, for me helping drunks. It's something you do where you're helping your people.
Right.
Right.
It's a good thing. It's a way to stay plugged in and a way that you can...
Give back?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's cool.
Looked up stars. Selena Gomez, Toni Braxton, Seal, Nick Cannon, Lady Gaga, Michael Jackson had lupus.
Wow. I did not know Lady Gaga. I didn't know that. And Michael Jackson didn't know that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, herpes sucks.
Yeah.
When my husband and I were dating, I made him wait a month before I had sex with him. Just so I could build the courage to tell him before we did it.
Mm.
But they're married.
Yeah.
See how that goes?
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't, I mean, it just, I think a lot of people get herpes and feel worthless or feel damaged. And, you know, it's just, it's not a death sentence. It sucks, but it's, you know, you're a good person. Don't worry. But if you have it and you expose someone to it without telling them, that's bad. Bad.
Right.
Don't do that.
650 says, I was producing the radio show Next Door with MM and Biggie. Came into the studio with a lot of people in a small studio. Let's just say the Lysol can was busted out after they left. I got high being in that room. Love you guys. From the dubage smell?
Yeah.
Is that what they're?
Must be.
So this is a radio person, but I don't know. I don't know what show they're
talking
about.
Well, one of two, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Class 2 misdemeanor to not tell your partner you have herpes.
Interesting.
According to Kevin Hart's book, him and his wife were separated for a year when he started dating Nico.
Well, you know, you want
Nico.
It's your own book.
I was thinking the same
put
thing.
Put your best foot forward.
Yeah, it's his book. He can say whatever he wants. There's no one over in the corner and go, hold on.
I'm fact checking. I just fact-checked your book about yourself, and wow, it's weird how you're showing yourself in your best light.
Yeah. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with, we have lost a San Francisco icon.
Oh.
And it's interesting. She has quite the little story. Also, Daniel Craig, who said that he would rather smash this glass and cut his own wrist than be in 007 again.
He's rethought that.
Well, apparently he's... had a change of heart.
Ching.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.